Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's new book, Paperboy. To order today, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Car Show.
Let them go! Let them go! Let them go!
How about new?
You're choking me with my
what's your purpose? You're choking. What's your purpose?
Gabriella.
Tell the world my story.
Whoa! Bring that back, hey! Do not bring horses into here!
We are federales. You know, the mountain police.
Do not bring horses into here! What are you doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Donald Trump has the worst record of job loss of any president.
That was a global pandemic.
That is not a valid excuse. I hear that every day and I dismiss it.
He had the worst record of any president.
Depending on what happens in November, 7 months from right now, this time next year, I might not be sitting here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Bing.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm back in Massachusetts, in the People's Republic. And this is for all of you who've asked, no squatters grabbed the mansion while I was gone. The mansion, I've downsized from the mansion. They didn't need those hammers like they have at Columbia University that they hand out like they used to hand out beanies during freshman orientation at the old college campuses. They couldn't get into my condo, but I'm glad that I don't have to worry about that. And it's just really amazing what's going on. 919, that's North Carolina, UNC Chapel Hill, 2 p.m. today. Hamas supporters, also known as Hitler Youth, pull down the American flag from the center of the quad, raise the Palestinian flag. Oh, you mean like they did in Harvard on Saturday night at Harvard? Police moved in, removing the Hamas supporters and their flag. Good. Good. One thing about UNC, they've been pretty good lately. They started very weak, you know, letting conservative speakers get run out off the campus, having the statue of the Confederate soldier Silent Sam taken down. But their spines have strengthened recently. I think it has something to do with the fact that there's a Republican supermajority in the legislature. There's about to be a Republican governor. Trump has a 10-point lead in the polls, and every time Biden comes in, it goes up another 2 points. As someone pointed out today, he's going to be in Wilmington soon, so it'll probably be 12 points before too long. Having Lara Trump is not a bad thing on the Republican National Committee. She's from she's NC State. She's a Wolfpack, and she's from Wilmington too, I believe. 603, no Guatemalans. Now, I ran into someone yesterday from Cranston, and I said, so you going back to Cranston anytime soon? And she said, yeah, I'm going back for my niece's, one of her events. And I said, well, say hello to the Guatemalans for me. And but they're in custody, the Guatemalans, right now, the ones who paid cash for the house in Cranston after they'd been robbing Home Depots up and down the East Coast. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in Providence has promised me they're going to give me an update on May 8th when they're brought back into court. I certainly hope they do. Anyway, you know, it is so irritating to hear these people. And the Columbia people are, it's, you know, who would have ever thought that the Harvard types could be out obnoxious? But these Columbia people are worse, at least in this case they are. And now they broke in. They literally broke in. It was a building invasion, a home invasion. This place, Hamilton Hall, they broke in with hammers, and now they're squatting there like Guatemalans, and they're demanding. That old saying, the non-negotiable demands from the 60s. Everyone who was alive then remembers the non-negotiable demands. So they want food brought in. Now, these are the same people who will not allow Jews to go to class at Columbia University. And yet they're saying it would be basically something for The Hague, for the war crimes tribunal to deal with if they don't get some food in there. Just listen to the audacity of this woman.
Why should the university be obligated to provide food to people who've taken over a building?
First of all, we're saying that they're obligated to provide food to students who pay for a meal plan here.
But you mentioned that there was a request that food and water be brought in, unless I misunderstood.
To allow it to be brought in. I mean, well, I guess it's ultimately a question of what kind of community and obligation Columbia feels it has to its students. Do you want students to die of dehydration and starvation or get severely ill, even if they disagree with you? If the answer is no, then you should allow it's crazy to say because we're on an Ivy League campus, but this is like basic humanitarian aid we're asking for. Like, could people please have a glass of water?
But they did put themselves in that very deliberately in that situation and in that position. So it seems like you're sort of saying, we want to be revolutionaries, we want to take up this building. Now would you please bring us food and water?
Nobody's asking them to bring anything. We're asking them to not violently stop us from bringing in basic humanitarian aid.
They're stopping the delivery of food?
We are looking for a commitment from them that they will not stop it violently.
So they're not stopping it.
I don't know to what extent it has been attempted, but we're looking for a commitment.
Wait, so you're making demands, but you don't know that you need to be making the demands.
So the people that stormed the building are calling for a ceasefire.
and
they learn quickly.
What kind of community are we? Well, I think you've shown what kind of community you are when you refused to allow the Jews into class, when you broke into a building, and now they say they're going to die of dehydration. I've been reading New York papers my whole life. I have never, ever read a story about anyone dying of dehydration in New York City. They've died of everything else, but no one has ever died of dehydration in New York City. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that. I don't think that's really a potential problem anywhere in New York City. 844-500-4242. 781. I was in Chapel Hill last weekend. Then I walked through the campus. The demonstration was tucked away in an out of the way part of the campus, and all I could hear, it was barely noticeable. I just heard some drums. (laughs) 919. Some of the protesters at UNC were pissed off because the police woke them at 6 a.m. telling them to leave. You know, that's the thing that people have also suggested over the weekend that they should have done at Harvard is just run sirens all night long and kept them awake. But the problem is, they have dorms around Harvard Yard. You'd be keeping up the regular people, the normal students, if you did that. 844-500-4242. Yes, Grace.
How are they keeping their phones charged?
You know, I think that would be the most effective way. And that's been suggested too. Just, you know, they do this in totalitarian countries, right? They just shut off all the internet service.
Yeah. There's a few questions I have. I talked to Libby Emmons and she said, where are all these tents coming from? They all look exactly the same. And then Jared brought up the fact that who's providing all this food to all these places. Like, there's a lot of things here that if we had any real journalists out there, they could probably get to the bottom
right.
of.
Well, they were supplying the fruits and nuts, the $17 ensembles of fruits and nuts last week. The New York Post was reporting on that. Not the New York Times, of course. The New York Post. 844-500-4242. Cindy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cindy.
Howie, I've listened to your show today. I just took a break from my job because I actually have a job during the day, so I wouldn't be able to ever protest anything, even if I wanted to. I, for the life of me, just don't understand why we're giving these children any kind of attention. Who cares? The whole rest of the world is trying to work, pay their bills, and I believe we have bigger fish to fry than worrying about what kids at college are doing.
I know. Well, I mean, sometimes, though, when they block the highways, you know, or they like the Emerson College kids did around the transportation building. Not that there are a lot of people around there, but you know, when you're using a bullhorn at 2 a.m., you know, Cindy, I mean, you really have to do something, don't you?
Well, you get them arrested and you don't give them any more FaceTime. I don't understand why, for the love of God, we are paying attention to these little children. The regular folks cannot be bothered with this. There's such bigger fish to fry. Who cares? So they get arrested. They go to jail for a little while, and then whatever happens to them happens. No one cares about these kids that are on their college campus. If they block roads, you arrest them like a regular, normal person would. We're spending way too much time worrying about what these morons are doing.
Yeah, no, I've gotten a couple of emails and texts about that, too. People say we're giving them too much attention. But on the other hand, Cindy, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. It's kind of interesting. I mean, it's good video. I mean, it's going to get old real fast. But seeing the cops dragging these people away, and it's bringing back memories of different times and just showing. And it's also showing what jerks they are. These are the people Biden is trying to suck up to. This is not good optics for the Dementia Joe campaign. And by the way, a couple of people have mentioned too, you know, Grace was mentioned during her news that Biden said the Biden cheerleaders are saying he's fighting nostalgia. No, he's not fighting nostalgia, as the texter said. He's fighting dementia. Forget nostalgia. His big problem is dementia. They've corrected 148 mistakes that he made. This is the official White House transcripts since January 1, from January 1 to April 24th. The Daily Caller went through everything. You know, I just go through, you know, one sound bite at a time. They went through, and these are just the ones that they correct. They don't correct all of them. And the Daily Caller didn't even, you know, bother with the ones where he says debt and he meant debts or vice versa. They just talked about the big screw-ups where he says defended when he means defeated or something like that. 844, there's too many. I'll get to all of them as we go through. 844-500-4242. Spring is here, and so is allergy season, which is why you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Paul Rizzo from Rizzo Insurance just ordered another 3 with code Howie3. He uses them in both his home and his office, and he also buys them as gifts. It's not a surprise that everyone wants and loves the Thunderstorm due to how well it works and how affordable it is. Dave Henchy has one in every room at the Nauset Beach Inn. Dr. Matt the Vet swears by them. Not only does it help with pollen in your home, but also with the USB cable, you can use it in your car as well. Every time you open that door to your home or car, pollen is coming inside. Pollen can give you itchy eyes, a sore throat, or just overall feelings of fatigue. Take care of the air inside of your car with the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure 3-Pack is small enough to hold in your hand and doesn't take up any floor space. It also doesn't need filters, and that saves you both time and money. For pet odors, cooking smells, tobacco, musty basements, and so much more, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack. We'll be firing them up tonight now that we're back in the apartment in Wellesley, the condo, because Roscoe is back too, and it just works perfectly with dogs, as we say, and so many other smells that you don't want to have to deal with. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm. It's back in stock now. Order now at EdenPureDeals.com. Use code Howie3. That's the number 3, and get yours now. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Adding your 2 cents is easier than ever. Call Howie at 844-500-4242 or text the word Howie, followed by your message to 617-213-1066.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is should Israel invade Rafah? Yes, no, or they should wait until the hostage situation has been resolved?
Yes. Netanyahu's tired of messing around. I think most of the people in Israel are tired of it. I think most of the Americans are tired of Joe Biden hassling people who are a sovereign nation defending itself against a band of sub-civilizational savages. Go for it.
84% say yes. 5% say no. 11% say they should wait until the hostage situation is resolved.
How many hostages do we really think are still alive?
Yeah, the Hamas can't give an actual number. Not that even if they could, that we could trust that number. So that's a big part of it, too.
Right. And Israel is just saying 33. That's how many you have to give us. But they're not even they started out with, what, 150 or 200? And now they're saying there's 33.
The fact that there are American hostages and Joe Biden never talks about it and nobody in the media ever talks about it is insane. If Donald Trump were president and there were American hostages being held by Hamas, we would know all of their faces.
How about Afghanistan? It's almost 3 years.
I know. It's really
shameful. There's still Americans over there. And they're talking about how the Taliban is shutting down all the girls' schools. And, of course, they're killing gays. And they just wiped out a Shiite congregation in Afghanistan.
What does Joe Biden say? That was like 4 or 5 days ago, man.
Yeah. That's it. Okay. Anyway, it's time now for Hate Mail Monday, a day late.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
Speaking of a day late, Howie, Mark Henry Jr. said, Howie Carr, the new Johnny Carson with Mondays off.
I was coming back from Florida. I was getting ready. I was getting everything ready to go.
We had a Zebra, who was a great caller on both of our programs, passed away, sadly. And some people are criticizing your kind words to Zebra. This is cut one.
I could not believe what I heard Friday. Here's Howie Carr praising this guy, Zebra, who used to call in and saying what a great guy he was. In the middle of all this, he gives out his phone number. Then he goes back to praising the guy? How ignorant are you? Forget it. Don't answer that. We already know.
It's my style, okay?
It is, yeah. I think Zebra would appreciate that you kept your style even when you were making kind remarks. Howie, you wrote a column about Emerson, and here's some of the comments. The future is now, old-timer. Monsters like you will be replaced with the humanity of now. Another person said,
I hope you're going to get plenty of food from the humanity of now. I don't see them working too hard. I don't see them learning how to fix the plumbing or the electricity either. I don't see them drilling too many oil wells, the humanity of now.
Another person
good
said,
good luck when I'm gone. All those monsters are gone.
Conservatives like you will always be on the wrong side of history. You're not on the side of the Hamas flag wavers.
I'm not on the side of anti-Semitic genocide. I'm not on the side of using bullhorns in urban neighborhoods where people are trying to sleep at 2 a.m. I guess I'm on the wrong side of history.
We have to play.
I haven't broken any cop's ankles lately either. As a matter of fact, I never have broken a cop's ankle. I guess that's being on the right side of history.
We have a hate mail here for Taylor, cut two.
So you have this new podcast called Meet the Experts. I hope Tucker Taylor's not a guest.
I am not an expert on Middle East relations. I'm not a UFC expert. I'm not a history major in Civil War studies. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert on the history between Israel and Palestine. I'm not very well educated. Laundry's such a daunting task.
Is there anything you do know?
Sinatra, Fall River, passing around doobies.
So. In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Passing around doobies is your expertise, sir?
Is he transcribing the shows doobies? And searching by keywords?
And you're saying that I'm going back in time by mentioning Tiny Tim, the patron musician of Emerson College?
Thanks, Howie.
We'll be back with more calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. They've done polls of people in Gaza and also the West Bank, and you know, do you approve of the massacre of innocent Israeli civilians on October 7th? I've been up a long time today. On October 7th, and about three quarters of them, just under three quarters, in both Gaza and the West Bank, say they approve of the massacre. So Jamal Bowman's the guy who he's supposedly in a tight race in the Democrat primary in his district, to running against this older guy up in the Bronx and Westchester County. And he's the one who pulled a fire alarm to stop a vote. He's an insurrectionist, in other words. This is what he wants to do with all of these terrorists who live in Gaza. Cut 20.
Should the United States bring in people from Gaza?
Well, we are a land of immigrants, and we are a land of asylum seekers. Anyone escaping persecution and oppression and violence, the United States has always been an open home to those people. So whether they're coming from Palestine, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Mexico, Haiti. They're coming here to contribute to our economy, which 99.9% of them are. We've always right. been a place to open our doors to immigrants coming here. So, yeah, fully support that. And also fully support amnesty for the migrants who have been here for quite some time.
Amnesty. So that means they just can just stay on wealth. 99.9% of them are working. Isn't that amazing? Do you notice that when you drive by the flop houses in your town?
Very fake.
Your city. And he wants to let the ones in from Gaza. How's letting them in from Somalia worked out, by the way, for Minnesota? Is Ilhan Omar a good? Do you think she's a good American? How about her daughter? How about her husband slash brother, or her brother slash husband? Is it really a good thing to be letting in people who hate the United States of America? 844-500-4242. Joel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, hey, Howie, you should be nice. Omar's daughter is, like, she's homeless now, right?
That's what she that's what she says. And I like the way that woman says, you know, what about the meal plan? I don't know. You know, I don't recall that the food services at the colleges deliver to riots after you've broken into a place and you're there illegally.
Hey. My point is, the reason I called, hey, I really think this whole thing with the college campuses is like a Bud Light thing on steroids. I mean, they have played their hand to the point. Hey, consider this. What is that? Probably 10% of the graduating class at Columbia. And those other people are like, hey, man, I just want to get out of here. Like you said, it was a great point. Same graduating class during COVID,
yeah,
that because of Democrats, they never graduated. Well, guess what? Yeah, and there was a point, well, these are going to be American corporate leaders. They're seeing it. They're seeing what's going on, and they're saying, hey, maybe this ain't the way to go. You know what I mean? I live about 15 minutes from Dartmouth College.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting back. I'm saying, oh, when's this going to happen? Guess what? It's not happening. I'm shocked. I will say this. It's always happening in the blue states. The red states are handling it.
Right.
You know?
No, they're handling it. They handled it in North Carolina. They're handling it in Florida. They're handling it in Texas. You're right, Joel. And, you know, the thing is, and they're having fewer problems where they're bringing back the SATs. And Dartmouth is one of the places that brought back the SATs. You know, it's kind of like they're saying, you know, no more of this nonsense. You know, you can't just be illiterate and, you know, have the right name and check the box and say you're a victim of systemic racism and get into the college and then just, you know, just take 4 years off on the alumni. I mean, you know, again, it's kind of it's refreshing that Bob Kraft and Ken Griffin and all these people have finally woken up after all these years. I wonder what took them so long. Thanks for the call, though, Joel. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Howie. I have a solution, I think, for the meal plan, the hunger crisis they're going through, these kids.
Don't forget dehydration, too, Donna. That's a terrible way to die, dehydration. Especially when you got, the Hudson River on one side and the East River on the other side and, you know, all those ponds in Central Park. It's terrible.
Well, listen, I want you to do me a favor and hook them up with ReadyWise for $7 a day.
Yes.
And also Maura Healey. That for all these illegal immigrants that are in all these hotels, $7 a day beats $67 a day that we're footing the bill on.
So yeah.
Maybe they need to get hooked up. Give them one of Howie great deals, you know?
I know. I got some stuff on the migrant. I got some new stuff on the migrant hotels. I've just been holding off because of these riots going on the college campus. Maybe on Friday I'll get to it. And I just got back and somebody sent me some more stuff. It was just lying on my desk. From the Cape, just it's just ridiculous what's going on. You know, I will say one thing though. They're opening up the armory now for illegal aliens in Lexington. I mean, Lexington is a very super woke community, and you know, I know there are still a few normal people left there, but there are not too many men living in Lexington. You know, it's people. Noam Chomsky used to live there. He doesn't anymore. He's like 100 years old. The Professor Pumpkin, the red Chinese spy for Harvard, that's where he was from or is from. Jonathan Gruber from from the Obamacare fiasco, who's now fighting. He's at the economics department at MIT and he's fighting against the wealth tax on Harvard and MIT. He lives in Lexington. Let's see how the libs in Lexington like having the illegal aliens, especially if they say this is an emergency thing. They're going to put them in the armory there because there's no room at the end. But let's see if it rolls around to the fall and they all enroll at the schools of all the Jonathan Grubers and Professor Pumpkins and the like. Let's see how long they last in Lexington. I don't think they'll last long. Just a hunch. 844-500-4242. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, I want to make you laugh. A number of years ago, we got a call to go up to the Vermont Yankee plant to do a job. And that's up in Vernon, Vermont. I showed up at the plant, and a police officer came over, happened to be the chief of police, three cops in the town. And he says, you're going to have to stand by. He says, we have a protest going on. I says, oh, you're kidding me. He goes, no, the Clamshell Alliance is here.
Oh.
So next thing you know, they had us park away from the main gate, away from the secure house. And we were just kind of sitting back and watching what was going on. So anyway, he's standing there because he's making sure that no more vehicles will come onto the property. I says, what are you going to do? He says, watch this, he goes. So he gets a bullhorn out of the police cruiser. Now, bear in mind, they didn't even have a police department until the nuclear plant went in.
Right.
And the nuke plant paid for a police department. They paid for a fire department and basically built a school. So these people that live in that community were pretty endowed to the power plant, right. So anyway, he gets his bullhorn out and he says, attention, attention, and something to the effect that this is an illegal assembly. You're trespassing on the property because now they were starting to climb on the fence.
Right.
You have 20 minutes to disperse. 20 minutes again to disperse. So he repeats it. So I go, what are you going to do? He says, watch this. He made a phone call to the local farmers because that's a farmer community.
Yeah.
And a half a dozen farmers showed up with three or four manure spreaders.
See, you know, this is what I said about the horses, manure, right? The police horses in Boston. Same thing.
So anyway, now the manure spreaders weren't full of manure, but they were full of manure residue.
Right.
Put it that way. So the next thing you know, these bunch of guys, these farmers come out, they all got overalls on and all this, and basically he deputized everybody that showed up. Next thing you know, they start grabbing these guys off the fence and throwing them in the back of the manure spreaders. Well, 5 minutes later, all you heard was screams, and they're all running away like little girls. You know? So I'll tell you, it brought such a happy memory, you know.
Yeah. No, I remember covering the Clamshell Alliance riots in Seabrook when they were building that one down there. And those people were so disorganized, you know, they get run off and then they'd have an affinity group, you know, and they would say, we've got to meet, man, to decide like what we're going to do about these pigs. And then they just surround them and hit them with tear gas again. And they, you know, anybody who knows, you know, they're throwing tear gas at you, Mike, you run away. You have the affinity group that night, you know, after you've escaped, right? Those people were fools.
This was much better than tear gas. When you start throwing them in the manure spreaders, that's a whole different deal. Of course, I don't think you get away with that now, but years ago, that's how small towns dealt with protesters, you know. So, but
that's the way to go. That's the way to do it, is to deal with it. At 781, at least the Armory in Lexington is an MP unit with lots of firearms. Do you think that's a good thing? That's like putting them into the East Cambridge courthouse. You got all those old registry records, some of which date back to like the 18th century. Do you want those Haitians in there with those kinds of records? You need more security. They need 24-hour security to prevent them from coming in and just, you know, to setting fires, you know, just to keep warm or just for laughs. 844-500-4242. 978 Lexington will react the same as Martha's Vineyard. I tend to agree. It's a long way from downtown, says another caller. Yeah, but it's a long way from downtown, but if they stay around, they're going to go into the schools. That's when the pedal hits the metal. You know, when they go into the schools and they start wrecking the schools. And that's when the beautiful people, that's when Professor Pumpkin and Jonathan Gruber go crazy.
Bye-bye.
Exactly. But stand by for more illegal aliens. Woburn, Kingston, 844-500-4242.
Oh, that's quite the tease.
What? Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillows or stylish sandals for both men and women or a luxurious six-pack towel set. All are available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard it right, just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, also at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders of over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Ken's Place on Pine Point on Route 9 in Scarborough, Maine. Known for their amazing seafood, including batter-dipped fried clams, lobster stew, and homemade tartar sauce. Tell them Howie sent you.
listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Still have some cheap bastard deals left. Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports World. This is a premier sports complex on Cape Cod. They have mini golf, driving range, arcade, go-karts. It's a great, great place. Excitement for everyone in the family from 8 to 80. It's in Yarmouth. Skull Island is the perfect destination for your next family vacation or day trip, especially when you're on the Cape. They're open now. It's a great, great time to go now before the mad summer rush. Don't have to wait in line or anything to get the go-karts or the arcades. Again, mini golf or driving range, 250 yards. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. You can get a $50 gift card to Skull Island Adventure Golf and Sports for just $25. Just $25 for a $50 gift card. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. A guy works for the bus company in Lexington. He says they want us to start picking them up tomorrow. Oh, great. Another one says they put some families in the two hotels we have in Lexington temporarily, and they want us to pick them up in the buses starting tomorrow. Modern day Paul Revere's ride. The migrants are coming. The migrants are coming. At least the British sort of paid for their own way occasionally. They stole stuff sometimes, but they weren't on welfare 100% of the time like all the migrants are. Meanwhile, Lexington Town Meeting just voted to ban the sale of single-serve plastic water bottles. They really do have their priorities straight. Mara Healy's hometown of Arlington, they're having a meeting, a town meeting next week, a week from tomorrow night. They're not going to deal with the migrants or anything like that, but they are going to deal with a demand for a ceasefire, an immediate ceasefire. That's a non-negotiable demand from the Arlington Town Meeting, right? First things first, Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, hey, Howie. Hey, I just want to tell you, there's been illegal aliens here since the fall living at the A-Loft and Element Hotels in Lexington. We live on Mass Avenue, and my wife and I have been seeing a constant dribble of them going from the hotel up to the Stop and Shop on Bedford Street, and then we see them walking back from the Stop and Shop pushing shopping carts loaded with groceries back up to the A-Loft and Element Hotels. They've been here since October, at least. And I think most people in Lexington have no clue that they're there because they never see them. It's not advertised, obviously. So this whole Bedford Street thing, this is a Johnny come lately. They've been here for a while.
So where do they have? They got to have kids. They all got kids. They all got anchor babies. They're all pregnant.
They're in the local elementary school, Mariah Hastings.
Oh, so they got them stashed in what? They're only ruining one school. They're not ruining all the schools. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, they're doing the pollution one step at a time, which is always very thoughtful of them.
I think this will spread the word to every Middlesex village and farm, as they say.
Yeah. Well, I tell all my neighbors, I said, you do know that those hotels are, because, you know, I went on a couple of weeks back just out of curiosity, and I tried to book a room at the A-Lot for a week. And it kept on, no matter which week I put in, it kept coming back, sold out, sold out, sold out. Those places are never sold out until now because they're loaded with people who don't belong here.
Right, and who aren't paying their way. And you're paying for it. And if you want to bring in your relatives.
Wait a minute, I'm slapping myself on the back for being such a swell guy.
I'm sure Professor Pumpkin and Jonathan Gruber appreciate your altruism and your compassion. Thanks for the call, Tom. Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a little disappointed in a few of your callers there for these college riots that are going on. People need to understand that these riots are a giant smoke bomb. They're a smoke screen. And if you can't see that, I mean, listen to Benjamin Netanyahu crying out to the world to wake up, talking about American college kids. Right now you got a guy talking about illegals. I mean, this is this giant smoke screen. You know why they use a smoke screen? Is so you don't know what the enemy's doing, so you can't be seen. So because right now they're spending over $150 billion in Ukraine. I mean, they're giving Hamas $10 billion, and they're just giving Israel $20 billion.
They're building them a port.
They're building them a port, Alan.
To bring in more welfare for all these terrorists who want to just kill the Israelis first and then everybody else in the West later on. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Alan. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.